Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm glad that you are here. Surprise, surprise. And so, yeah. Actually, we get to thank Rose for today's program. She manifests today's program. I was talking to her earlier, and before she knew I had a show schedule, she goes, "I was hoping you were on." Well, here we are. So Rose manifested today's program. So that's okay. You know, I'm not sure where Spirit's going to lead us. I never know where Spirit's going to take us. But we just allow Spirit to take us somewhere. And, you know, if you listen to the shows, when I get out of the way, it's awesome. And so we're going to be doing that here in a minute, me getting out of the way and just letting Spirit bless us today. Isn't it always just nice to let Spirit bless us? I think so, anyhow. If you would like to be a part of the show and you realize that we're on, you can call us at 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. That number does not change, and you can write it down and keep it handy. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, the best way to follow me is to hit that button that says follow or favorite or whatever it says there on the Blog Talk Show page. You'll get reminders of when we're on, especially if you're new. And I want to say this much to a lot of you. A lot of you are new to my program. A lot of you just found me. And so I want to personally welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. And if you've been listening to a while, hey, it doesn't mean I don't love you either. I love you guys as much, you know. But I just want to welcome you. I noticed that we've been getting a lot of different callers. And you know, because we've been on at different times. And right now we're featured right here on Blog Talk Radio. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate you, and I just want to thank you for listening, okay? You new, old, you know, been with me for a while, I just want to say thanks. I think it's important to do that every once in a while. Card for the show comes from my Gaia deck today, and there's things popping up on my computer, and I was like, whoa, okay, what's that? You know, shiny object there, I guess. The card for the show comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Zen Garden card. It talks about going inward, inner sanctuary, going inward. And that's more important right now than ever, is us really going inward, really understanding what that means. What does that mean, even? When I say inner sanctuary, what do you think of? That's a good question. What do we think of when I say inner sanctuary? What is a sanctuary to begin with? So let's just break this down. What is a sanctuary? Okay, when you think of a sanctuary, what does that mean to you? To me, a sanctuary means safety. You know, a safe place. A place that I don't have to worry about things so much. Sanctuary. You know, a lot of times you hear people saying, you know, hey, I'm going to take sanctuary in this place. That means it's a place of safety for them. Okay? That's what it means to me. I don't know what it means to you, but that's what it means to me. And inward, what does that mean? It means going in us. Okay? Going away. You know, a lot of times we're focused so much on looking for our answers and looking for our safety and looking for all that stuff outside of us. And we're not going to find it there. I don't know about you, but I have never really found the answers that I've been looking for outward. I always have found them inward, in that inner sanctuary, in what I call center, which is heart, our heart chakra, center, spirit. Go inward today. And how you do that, meditation really helps. And if you follow my Twitter account, I'm telling you, I've been finding some really cool YouTube videos, meditation. I posted a couple this morning that are really good vibration YouTube videos, and so you might check that out. I posted them this morning on my Twitter account. To make it really easy, finding my Twitter account, you can go to our website at www.insightswithmichael.com. And you'll find our Twitter feed right there, www.insightswithmichael.com. And while you're over there, if you want to, you can go ahead and set up readings with me, full readings with me over there. Right now I'm running a special. That special will be ending, I think, on the 20th here. And so right now it's 20 minutes, $20. You're not going to find that very many other places. And so it's $20, 20 minutes. Yeah. And I will tell you that, you know, if I feel like going over that 20 minutes, we go over. There's no extra charge to you. I sort of read until Spirit's done. And a lot of times I will tell you right now that's usually longer than 20 minutes with me. But let's go $20, 20 minutes, okay? That's what I'm running right now. All right, let's see, what else do I need to tell you? Oh, the official website for Spiritual Talk Radio is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over there, you will find previous guests that I've had, and I believe that I've had some really, 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 really awesome... how many times did I just say really right there? Anybody count on those? Okay, but hey, I've really had some awesome guests. And check them out, previous guests. Click on their names, go to their websites, check them out. I'm not in competition with anybody, so I have no problem having other people on my show that are readers. I think it's important to help one another, and you know, we're all in this together, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, I have no problem doing that. So. But if you would like to call in, 347-327-9316, I'll be taking your calls here shortly. 347-327-9316. All right. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to open with our song, and then your calls will be next if you call in. Right now I have one person on my switchboard, so... but it is 347-327-9316. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for what you're about to do on this program. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray that you would help me move completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program and that I'm so thankful for. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for the gifts that are inside of me, my clear seeing, my clear hearing, my clear feeling, and clear knowing. I thank you for all of the gifts that are inside of me. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray that you would begin to activate those inside of me to help those that would be calling in today's program. Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for my listeners. I pray for those that are listening to this show right now live. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for them. And I thank you for meeting their needs in this now moment, Father, Mother, God, because that's what we have right now, this now moment. And I thank you for what you're about to do in their lives in this now moment. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for them, as always. And I pray that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, be it whatever they need, that you would touch their lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for the people that are listening to this program right now, later, archived. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that whatever they get out of this program when they listen to it archived, that it's the same. That they can feel you right now. That they can go into that inner sanctuary in this now moment, whenever that now moment is for them, when they're listening to this show archived. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would meet their needs right now. Because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. And I thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now surround all of us, no matter when we're listening to this show, with the white light of the Holy Spirit Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love. I thank you for your protection for all my friends that were facing storms yesterday. And I thank you for healing their bodies. A lot of them are getting healing right now, even, I feel. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it. And, you know, let us not get into our human stuff, but let us always try to stay in inward sanctuary. And surround us again with that white light, Holy Spirit. We say namaste. And we say amen. And we're going to open with a song I haven't played for a long, long, long time. And so we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next right here on Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back. song just abruptly ends there. So, but yeah. Hey, 347-327-9316. Let's talk to Camille. I hope I said your name right. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on air with me. How can I help?
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. So I had a bit of a hiccup this week. I didn't pay my water bill on time, and I knew that it was getting close. I needed to do it. And woke up on Tuesday, and what happened? There was no water because I didn't pay my bill.
Right.
So in the scramble to make this happen, I was able to ask a family member and two friends, and it's on its way. Like $100 of the money is on its way. It was put in the mail yesterday, and judging by the mail, it should be here tomorrow. But, of course, you know, this is a high-tense situation. Like, when is it coming? So
right.
I've also contacted a church group, and I'm waiting for a call back from them. Okay. Do you see me getting everything up and running by tomorrow?
Oh, okay. I would say not tomorrow. I'm hoping that I'm wrong, okay? I really hope that this is the one time that I hope that I'm wrong, okay?
Yeah.
But the right now, very highly possibility tomorrow. I'm not seeing until Monday, and I'm really sorry. But I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping that things work out for you. I do feel like that the church group is your good source here. I do feel that. And I feel like that if they you know, get on the ball here, and this is what I'm hoping that I'm seeing, there's a possibility that this could happen tomorrow, but they're going to have to get on the ball here. They're going to have to get some things in motion here. And so that's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people involved in this. So I'm going to say Monday because this is what I'm seeing, but I'm hoping for tomorrow, okay?
Right, me too.
I'm sure you are. You're more in a situation than I am. It's awful when you don't have that. I mean, hey, I've been there. I've been in those situations and totally understand them. But I do feel like I will give you some good news, though, here. Also, I do feel like your financial situation, it looks like it's going to start improving here, actually, where you won't have these problems so much. Looks like that there's a big shift that's happening here. To me, it looks like July, where things really start shifting in a more positive way financially for you. And you're probably going, wow, woo. Okay, yeah. Because it's been a while since it's like you're squeezing pennies and, you know, there's just not really many more pennies to squeeze right now. And you're doing the best you can. So don't get, you know, the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you, don't get hard on yourself, you know, because a lot of times we do that, you know, we start the self-talk thing that we do, and so
right.
don't be critical to yourself. Everybody probably listening to our voices right now have probably been one time or another in a situation similar to this, okay, so, you know, we all get here, okay? You know, and especially right now, the economy, you know, right now a lot of people are just having problems, but I will tell you, things do look better. I'm going to pray for this situation, and I'm going to believe, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe that my day of being Monday is wrong. I'm going to say that that's wrong, and I'm going to pray that this happens either today or at least tomorrow. I'm going to say today. I want it to happen today. I want you to stand with me in faith. We're going to pray right now, we're going to stand in faith that this happens today. That somehow this happens today. You know, I believe in a spirit that can do all kinds of things impossible. You know, there's nothing impossible for spirit. Okay? It might look impossible
right.
to us, but there's nothing impossible to spirit. So let's pray right now and see this done. Okay? Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for this caller. And I thank you for her life. And you see the struggles that she's going through right now. And she needs water right now. I pray that this thing is taken care of today, that she gets that water turned on, that she sees that flowing out of her faucets. And right now I visualize that by the end of the day, there is water flowing out of those faucets again. And Father, Mother, God, just help her with her finances, help her in these situations, and let her know that she is loved beyond a doubt. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for the miracle that you're about to perform in her life with this water situation. And we say namaste and we say amen. I do appreciate you calling in. When that happens, I believe it's going to happen. So when that happens, drop me an email at Insights with Michael. Let me know that that's been turned on, okay?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're gonna stand on that. And we're going to believe. Because I don't know about you, but I don't serve a spirit of impossibles. I don't serve a spirit that is impossible. I believe in possibilities. I believe everything is possible. And I started believing this when I was very little. I don't believe in a higher being that is impossible. We got to start believing more. I talked about this yesterday on the show. Trust. You know, we got to stand and we got to manifest and we got to see these things done. You know, we ask and we see it done. You know, a lot of times I think we ask and then we go, you know, then that doubt comes in. So no doubt about this water thing. Okay, no doubt about this. We're going to see that water flowing out of those faucets. I want everybody to visualize that right now for her. I want you to visualize water coming out of her faucets by the end of today. By the end of the day, water flowing out of those. Okay? I don't serve a spirit of impossibles. Okay? Neither do you. All right. Sherry. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm getting wound up here today, but so that's hey, I got that spirit thing going. I got that spirit thing going on, flowing through me. So, but how are you?
A lot of energy.
I can help you. Yeah, it's a lot of energy. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just seeing if spirit had anything they wanted to. Relay to me.
Okay. Let me go ahead and pull some cards for you. Could you say your first name out loud for me so I can tap into your energy, please?
Sure. Sherry.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to shuffle these cards really quick here. All right. Is there a focus? It would help me if there sort of was a focus.
Career side of it.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you, I definitely feel a change here, a shift. Because immediately I'm beginning to feel a shift that tells me that you're a little, it feels stagnated right now with your work. Do you feel that? Do you feel that way? Yeah. It just feels like you're done there. And I think that you feel that too. I just feel like it's like, okay, it's time to move on. And I believe you are moving on. You know, and you're getting ready to say, well, when is that going to be and where am I going? hey, I would be asking the same thing. It's like, okay, where am I going, Michael? But I do feel like it's time for you to move forward. And I just feel like that you're not using all of the abilities inside of you. You are gifted amazingly in a whole bunch of areas. And I just feel like at times, Sherry, that you put yourself in a box. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
to you?
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like that you put yourself in a box. I just feel like that a lot of times your thinking just says, well, I can only do this. You know, this is all I know, and this is all I can do. And that is not true. And so you are definitely moving out of there and into a different job. I don't know exactly where you're going, but I will tell you that it's going to be a job that you're going to love going to every day, that you're going to be challenged every day. You're very capable of doing this. It's going to be a little challenging to begin with because this is really going to start pulling you out of those boxes. Okay, this is a job that's really going to get you out of those comfort zones, okay? it's time to get us out of our comfort zones, and this is really going to start pulling on some of those for you. I will just tell you that. But you're very able to do this. Okay, I'm going to say by September, you are moving towards your future. Right now, you're just stuck a little bit, just a little bit, okay? And so we just got to get you unstuck and moving towards your future. I would say September. Things are really going to be moving here. And just ask your angels to help you with this and just overcome your fears. We're going to be talking about fear a little bit farther down in the show about how to overcome fears. We all have those, and a lot of those we put into our lives, and then some of those we've learned. And so you might just want to stick with the show and listen a little bit. But we all have those. But hopefully I've helped you today, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Have a great day. Namaste.
You too. Namaste. Bye-bye. All right. Bye. Yeah. Yeah, and for anybody that doesn't know, and I always like to explain namaste because a lot of people don't know what that means. And we don't want to assume anything and that you're listening to the show and you know what that means. And so namaste just means that I recognize the divine in you as I recognize it in me. And more than ever, we need to recognize that, guys. Do you know that we are divine beings, you and I? We're housed right now in human forms, and those human forms have human emotions and have human moments, and we got to watch those human moments. I had a few of those human moments earlier today. And so we got to watch those. You know, right now it's really easy. There's an energy, and I'm just going to slow down for a second. There's an energy right now on our planet that does not like light, does not like light workers, does not like what I'm doing right now, does not like any of this stuff. And I don't really care if it likes it or not. I'm still going to be doing it. But the thing is we got to be careful. You know, watch your thought patterns. Watch what's going on in your head. What are you thinking about? How are you feeling about yourself? What are you saying to yourself, actually? You know, so what are you, really, today, let's ask this question right now to you. Right now, today, it's where I'm at, it's 1 o'clock p.m. almost, where I'm at. I don't know where time it is, where you are. But right now, what have you said to yourself already today? What kind of talk are you saying to yourself? Is it positive? Is it negative? What are you saying to you? Not what you're saying to other people, but what are you saying to you, about your situation? Are you seeing your situation as hopeless or hopeful? Are you discouraged, or are you encouraged? Only you can answer that. So, all right. I'm not sure how to say this name, so how about 857? Can you say your name for me, please? Hi.
My name is Makita, but
okay. All right.
Kita for short.
Okay, all right. Hey, that's a beautiful name. I love that name. I was like, okay, I'm not sure how to say that, so I like let you say it. Okay, but how can I help you? How can I help you say?
We're gonna give you a little backstory on the name. So, the Queen of Sheba, who went to get counsel from Solomon, that was her name. So it's very biblical. But either way, I wanted to know about my love relationship, and my beloved and I are it's just very tense and chaotic right now. And I'm wondering, do we balance out, and do we get past this?
Okay. Yeah. I will tell you that's going on with everybody right now. So don't feel alone. Okay. Everybody's going through very tense moments right now. There's a very tense energy, and I feel like that everybody's on edge, and I don't have this from spirit yet, but I feel that there's something big about to happen, and that's why we're all on edge. We're feeling that, but we're just not seeing it yet, and so that's what's going on. Yeah, definitely can overcome this. You guys got a strong foundation underneath you. You're not going to let this end that relationship. This is not the end of that. You guys are definitely good. You definitely need to communicate, definitely need to talk. Yes, I agree. But as far as can you overcome these obstacles that are in your path right now, you guys have overcome stuff before. You know, so this is not big or than any of those things. So I would definitely just, you know, trust the angels to help you with this. But yeah, you guys are meant to be together. I would be really surprised if you guys were not meant. If you called me, you know, at the end of the year and told me that you guys were not together, I would probably pass out because I don't see that happening. I definitely feel like the Spirit put you together. Spirit can work this out. Yeah, this is nothing for Spirit to work through. So, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just your fear and a little bit of your own self-doubt coming in here. And I'm not there. I don't know exactly what's going on with you two. But I will tell you that, watch what you're saying to each other, because I feel like there are some things being said that shouldn't be being said here.
Right.
Does that make sense? I just feel like that there are some harsh things being said. And so, does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. And a very stubborn man.
He's dug in. Okay. We're going to blast him out of that concrete and get him out of that stubborn streak. I mean, but, you know, you knew this about him. I mean, it's like, you knew that he was going to be a little stubborn, on situations. In some ways that's good, because there are some things that he does strongly believe in. This is not one of them where he should be stubborn. He should let go of that and move past that. And I believe he will. So I would say you're going to see a change in this. I would say it looks like by the end of the month, you guys are going to look back at this and say, okay, what were we even thinking? And, you know, so yeah. I don't see this being a deal breaker on this. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
No problem. All right. Yeah. Just, you know, I would just tell you all just to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down a little bit. Like I said, right now we're just in an emotional time. Our emotions are on surface. Okay, just look around you. Look around the planet. Turn on your TV. People are very explosive right now. It doesn't take much to go boom right now. So really watch your emotions. Keep them in check. Ask your angels to help you. And really look at fear. Do you know that a lot of stuff that's being driven right now, please listen, a lot of the stuff going on in you emotionally is fear-driven? If you really, and we're going to be talking about that here in a minute, but if you really look at how you're feeling about things, I would bet if you traced it back, if you got a piece of paper, and we're going to be doing some things here in a minute, but if you would trace this back, you're going to see fear. Most of our emotions, most of the stuff that you and I face on a daily basis is fear-driven. I'm going to prove it to you here in a minute. But a lot of things in our lives is fear-driven. Okay? Please listen to that. Look at it. Fear-driven. All right? Susie, I appreciate you calling in today. Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, you just almost caught me listening to Britney Spears while I'm here. That's my girl. We share the same birthday.
Huh.
She got successful, and I'm successful in a different way.
Right.
Anyway, how you doing, Michael? I'm so happy that you're there.
You're breaking up a little bit, and I'm having a hard time hearing you, but we'll try to keep up with you.
Okay, I'm going to move away from my computer. Anyway, I just wanted to see if Spirit has any wonderful messages me for tomorrow night, and wanted to see if you thought, well, what you feel about me getting invited to some of these events that are coming up for this group of mine. If you're getting any feeling on that, because they have some out of town things, and I certainly would love to be invited, but I don't know.
Right.
I can't go if I'm not invited.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. You can't go if you're not invited. The card I pulled is the first card I pulled anyhow on this is self-acceptance. And I think what Spirit really wants you to focus on here, Susie, again, I want to reinstate that right now the focus should be on Susie. Okay. It should be on you. And really looking at you, focused on you, healing you, working on things in your life, and all those other things will fall into place. I would tell you as a seer is I really don't see you going out of town right now. I just don't see that. But, you know, and I know that that's not exactly what you wanted to hear, but I just don't see that right now. Yeah. But you know, the one thing I do feel like that, you know, things will be okay to tomorrow night. Again, but right now the focus is you and really watching you. And as you do so, blessings will pop in. I got a blessing card that just popped in here. And then peace and serenity. So really, right now, you need to calm you down. And then everything else around you will calm down. You know, we started the show with the Inner Sanctuary card. And so, you know, that's what they're talking about, really looking inside of you. And that's where the focus is today on the program. But I would really look at that. To answer your question, I don't see you going out of town anytime soon, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. But right now, I'm not seeing it. But the one thing I will tell you, I do feel like that tomorrow is going to be a really positive night for you. So let's just stick with now moments, okay? I think that a lot of times we get pushed into the future too quick. We're focused on the future, and we're missing now moments. And I feel like that if you, you know, focus on the disappointment of what I just told you, then you're going to miss that now moment of tomorrow. And I wouldn't want you to miss that now moment. So don't get into a place of disappointment. Just, you know, trust that everything is working out according to the divine plan for your higher good. Okay?
Exactly, Michael. Thank you very much for reminding me that.
All right. Thank you, Susie. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Yeah, I mean, we all have those, you know, we all have those moments that we, do you know that a lot of times, let's just talk about something really quick here. Do you know that a lot of times that we set ourselves up for disappointment? We do. We set ourselves up. And I'm going to be talking about something and explaining that here in a minute. But we do. We just set ourselves up for that sometimes. Let's talk to Connie. And right now, looks like Connie's my last call of the day. Hi, Connie. So far.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help?
I'm good. Michael, I am trying to manifest a new higher-paying job for myself.
Okay.
And I wanted to know what Spirit gives you in that aspect.
Okay. I want you to do something for me. Okay. Let's visualize this together. I want you to close your eyes. I'm gonna close my eyes, and I'm gonna tap into your energy, and we're going to look at this together. And I want you to visualize where you want to work, and I want you to start seeing that place. I want you to see yourself, you know, getting out of your car. I want you to see yourself going in the door, walking upstairs, or taking an elevator. Whatever you need to do, I want you to see you doing that, okay? I'm going to be quiet while we do this, okay? I want you to see that, all right? I want you to keep manifesting this and seeing it, okay? Because it's time for you to have your dream. I definitely see that. Okay, you can open your eyes. But the one thing I would tell you, I'm going to say, I was going to say August, but they said July, which I'm going to go with Spirit. July.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to go with August, but something moved, because it was August, and then when we did that, something moved, so I'm going to say July. Because when I second question spirit, that's where I have problems. But we all do that sometimes. But I say July. It's time for you to move forward. I definitely see this being part of your dream plan here, and so I would definitely just keep moving forward. I don't see any problems in your life that I'm concerned about as a seer, so just keep moving forward. You're doing pretty good.
Okay, because the cards that I pulled said July as well. But however, is this a job that I've already applied to, or is this something that's coming that I need to keep my eyes open for?
You got to keep your eyes open for it. I do not feel like you've got an application in there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're picking up, but I'm thinking that you don't have an application in yet.
All right.
Yeah, just keep your eyes open for this, okay? You know, I could off a little. I want to tell you, I could be off on that a little bit, because that was shaky for me. I'm going to honestly tell you, that was shaky. So there could be an application out there, because I will tell you, that felt a little shaky to me, okay? I will tell you that. On my energy, it felt shaky to me. There's a possibility you do have that out there. But it feels like if you do have an application out there, it feels like it's been there for a while.
Wow.
It feels like something you've applied for a while. I would just keep manifesting it and keep pulling it towards you, okay? You're doing really good.
Okay.
Keep checking your cards every day. You know, look at your cards. You know, see if there are some changes that you need to make and some adjustments. I would say you're on track for this. I don't see any problems, anything that would stand in your way here.
Okay, one last quick question.
Yeah,
I've been using an ordinary deck of playing cards.
Okay.
Now, should I move to a tarot deck, or is the playing cards enough?
Well, okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
we're gonna turn this around here. Okay. Do you resonate with the playing cards? Are you resonating with that energy?
It's hit or miss. Sometimes the messages pop out at me, and sometimes I have to do a little digging, and then I get frustrated and flustered, and then I put them away. I also have a Rider-Waite deck that I just started learning with.
Okay.
So I'm just really trying to find the one that speaks to me and I feel comfortable with and quasi accurate.
Okay, are you resonating with the Rider-Waite deck? Do you resonate with that, or is the energy the one that I would tell you? And this is what I'm getting at. With me, I have several decks of cards. I have Oracle cards. I have some tarot decks. And the thing, whenever I pick up a card deck, is I'll hold it. And when I'm at the store, I hold that box. And I ask Spirit if this is going to resonate with me, if it's going to be for my higher good, is it going to work with me? And a lot of things, and I'm going to do a show on this pretty quick, about how to charge our decks, how to pray over our decks, and stuff like that, because a lot of times we're not doing that. You know, we just grab a deck and we start using it. We don't ask it to help us. And so I would say, see if those decks resonate. I feel like that there's a deck out there. I don't feel like that you have, I will tell you, I don't feel like that you have the right deck.
Okay.
To resonate with your energy. I will tell you that. I don't feel that. You know, there's nothing wrong with the ones you have, but it doesn't feel like that their energy is really working with you. Now, what I would try is I would ask your angels to help you, or whatever you believe in, ask you to help you work with that deck, and put some energy into that deck. What I do is anytime before I do a reading for myself or for other people, I'll hold my cards in my hand and I'll pray over them, and I ask them to speak to me and to speak to whoever I'm reading for. And that's very important. So you can try that. But I feel like that there's a deck out there that you don't have yet. that would really resonate with you and that you would really work well with. I don't know what that deck is. You know, I would go to a store. I don't know if you have stores out there, or I'd go online, see what's out there. And then, because one day I was online and I was looking for a deck of cards, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to get a deck of cards. It was like a deck of cards just popped out of my screen. I was like, okay, I think I'm supposed to have those. So hopefully that helps you. But to answer your question, I just don't feel like right now you're getting – there's nothing wrong with the decks you have, but I just don't feel like that you have got the deck that really works with your energy. I just don't feel that yet.
Okay.
So you might just go and look around, all right? I appreciate you calling
all
in.
Right.
Hopefully that helps.
Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Nope. Yeah, that's what I'm here for, to help you. Yeah. And I tell anybody that, you know, if you're, you know, and if you're feeling like you're supposed to get a deck, let's just talk about that really quick. If you're supposed to be getting a deck of cards, let's, you know, I've never really worked well with just playing cards. I just don't resonate that way. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that it doesn't work for me. You know, we got to find out what works for us. You know, tools of definition that work for us. You know, maybe, you know, dowsing rods is a tool of definition. Maybe they work better for you. You know, runes. You know, find a tool that resonates with you. Not with me, but with you. You know, I resonate well with angel cards, but maybe you don't. You know, my energy resonates well with angel cards. Almost every deck that I have angel decks. I have a couple of decks that are not angel decks. My animal guy deck, my flower speak deck, my shaman deck, and my Gaia cards. And I have two tarot decks. Okay. One of my tarot decks is actually an angel tarot deck by Doreen Virtue. But find out what works for you. Works best for your energy. Okay. Rose, I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm not going to take any more calls after yours and Diane's. Okay. My phone lines are closed. Rose, hi.
Hey, Michael. I was just hoping, since you got some minutes today, if you pull a couple cards for me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, since you manifested this show, definitely. So, yeah. Yeah, I know. Hey, thank you for manifesting the show. So, but yeah. All right. Okay. Attachment card, Gaia deck. Letting go, restriction, fear. It's on the bottom. I'm just reading the bottom of the card. You need to let go. You're holding on. You're trying to solve, Rose, come on. You're trying to solve all your problems on your own and trying to figure this out in your head. And these situations that are going on in your life, they can't be solved in your head. They're going to have to be solved inward. They're going to have to be solved in the spirit within you. And so let go of this. You know, let go of okay, I got to get home. You know, it's almost like you're trying to force this. Well, why don't we just let this flow and just let go of it? And if we let go of it and hand it over to your angels and your spirit guides, you'll be home before you know it. And so it's sort of like clicking your heels together and say, there's no place like home. You'll be there. And so just let go. And right now, the one thing that is restricting you here is just a lot of anger. You have a lot of anger inside. And I feel like it's around the situation you're in right now. And just thinking, okay, this wasn't supposed to be as long as it is. And, you know, I wasn't supposed to be here this long. And just some things like that. And there's a lot of fear, feeling like you guys are going to be stuck there. You're not going to be stuck there. So there's lessons. I've told you this over and over. There's lessons to learn about yourself, and you're learning them, but you need to learn them a little quicker here, okay? And so when you learn them, you'll get moved away from there. I believe that with everything inside of me. But there's just, you got to let go of this, all right? and hand it over to your spirit. Spirit's thinking of you, and your loved ones are watching over you, with you, taking care of you. And so, you know, you got a whole bunch of people working on this in your behalf. Just trust them that this will work out for you, okay? And hopefully that helps. Does that make sense?
Oh, it all makes sense. You know that. I just
yeah,
wish
but
I could
you're,
push
yeah,
that forward button.
You're like, you're like, man, I get tired of hearing the same thing. But yeah, you know, and I know that. I mean, I know that you're frustrated, and I understand that. Spirit understands that. I mean, you know, the one thing, you know, we don't think that Spirit understands our human emotions. Very much so. They understand that. They understand frustration. They understand that we want things to move faster. You know, we're in this human thing where we want things when we want it, you know. But that's just not how Spirit works, you know. And you know, you look back at history, that's just not how Spirit works. And so, you know, it's all in divine timing. And, you know, so the one thing I will tell you, Rose, things are still, as far as I will tell you, things still look on track for you to be home. I would say by September. So, you know, let go of stuff. Don't try to put, if you put your hands in the mix here, you're going to mess things up a little bit. So,
yeah, I'm
try
not to, but, you know, I got that little taste of freedom yesterday, and I just want more, you know?
Yeah. And that's how we all are. I mean, we get a little bit of this, and then we go, ooh, that felt good. And,
yeah.
And then we get back into the situation, into whatever chaos we have. And then we go, oh, man, I don't want the chaos. I want that. You know, I want what I felt yesterday. And that security and that you know, you just had room yesterday to breathe. And it's always nice just to breathe. And so, that feels good. But I will tell you, you're getting ready to go into a place where you're going to breathe. And really, Rose, please listen. You're getting ready to go into a place of harmony, happiness, and fulfillment. I have a card right in front of me telling me that. And so you're going to be on. When you get out of Oklahoma, when you get back to wherever Spirit wants you, then you're going to be in a better place than you've ever been. And you're going to see that. You are growing in Oklahoma. You might not see that. You might not feel that. But this is a growth time for you, okay? So let yourself grow here. Stretch yourself a little bit and trust Spirit. This is all coming down to trust with you, okay? So trust Spirit. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I knew there was a reason I manifested the show.
I know. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Michael.
You, Rose. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to you. And, Rose, I will take 708. I will take that call. Diane, you're on air with me. Hi.
Well, Michael, I love that Rose manifested this show. God bless her.
I know. Hey, I was actually laying down earlier, and I was laying on my bed, and all of a sudden Spirit says, "You're going to have a show." And I was like, "I don't have a show planned for today." And then all of a sudden I was like, "Okay, you know, you got to listen to Spirit." And Spirit said, "A show, so here I am. So how can I help you today?"
Oh, you sound good, too. Michael, can I ask you a question about this gentleman that's in my life that seems to be very considerate and thoughtful?
Okay.
Is he sincere, is my question.
Oh, okay, why are you doubting this?
Because he's been in my life before.
Okay.
People change, that's all.
Yeah, because I got the answer to this already. Okay.
Wow.
Spirit wants you to stop judging him by his past and see him in a different light. A lot of times we forget that. Everybody makes mistakes, and a lot of times what happens with us is all we see is the mistakes. We don't see the changes. We don't see that person is not the same person they were. Okay, follow what I'm saying? And so let's not judge him by his past, because I feel like his past is his past. And I feel like that he's really sorry for the mistakes he made back then. And I really feel like that Spirit's putting this person back in their life to give him a chance to make those things right with you and to have that relationship that you were supposed to have back then. He just wasn't ready. He just wasn't ready back then. But I do feel like that he is a good person. You know, let's not judge him by his past, okay?
I love it.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all right. Okay. All right. You're going to have to really watch that, because I'm going to tell you there's going to be some things that he's going to do that might be a little questionable, but don't judge him. You know, sort of what you're going to have to do is you're sort of going to have to take that slate, that little chalkboard in your memory there, and erase that. Anything that he did in the past, you got to take like a little sponge here and erase that. And act like you've never known him before. You know, just say, okay, this new person. And look at it as a new chance for you. Okay, this has yes, yes, yes written all over it.
Love, love, love you.
All right, I love you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Michael.
All right. Yeah, this has yes, yes, yes written all over it. Don't let your fear, don't let your stuff get in the way here. Okay, do not do that right now. All right, Lucy. Lucy Rose. Lucy is my last call of the day. Hi, Lucy.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I want to know if Spirit has any messages about finding a job. I'm still looking.
You're still looking. Okay. How long have
How
long have you been looking?
I've been out of work since January.
Oh, man. I've been out of work for a little longer than that. But I got a job. I do this. But this is, you know, so what?
You still got to pay the bills, you know?
And, you know, I make some money with readings and stuff, and it helps. But, you know, we still got to put food in our stomach and keep the lights on.
Right. You know, the spiritual work is wonderful. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's the other part that really needs to be taken care of.
Yeah, right. Yeah, spiritual work for everybody, it's trust, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, because it's not that stable thing all the time. So,
right.
But let's look at your work, okay, because I thought we got sidetracked there for a minute. Okay, let's look at you and work. Could you say your name out loud for me, please? Your first
Lucy.
Name? Thank you, Lucy. Okay, let me look here. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Because I got two different things here. Hold on. Because I got two different answers. Okay, I'm going with this one. I don't think you're going to like it too much, but this is the one that I feel is the right one. I'm going to say late September, early October.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry. I knew you weren't going to like this. I don't really like it either, but this is what Spirit's showing me. So I hope that that changes. I really do hope that that timeline on that changes. I really do. But right now, with what I'm feeling, Lucy, you know, I'm seeing late September, early October. I've checked this 3 or 4 times, and
okay.
I get the same answer every time.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm really hoping that things get, you know, moving quicker than that. I really do for you. But we also want divine timing. We also want you in the right job. We want you to have that what's higher good. You know, a lot of times, I think what's happening right now, a lot of people are settling for jobs that they really don't like just because they, you know, of fear, you know, of, you know,
right.
to provide my finances, you know, I got to keep my lights on, I got to eat, you know, every day. And so I think a lot of people, fear-driven settling, and we don't want you to settle. We want you to have that divine job. And so I feel like that divine job, and I will tell you, this does look like a full-time job. It does look very permanent to me, and it's going to be a job that you're going to be at for a while. I will tell you that much about it. I don't know what it is doing, but I will tell you it does look full-time. does look long term to me. So those are all good things. And so let's you know, Spirit's going to provide your needs, not going to have you out in the street. Okay, all right. So I appreciate
you,
you calling in, Lucy. All right, bye bye.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
No problem. Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, you know, sometimes I will tell you right now, there are times that I'm telling you stuff as a reader that I go, man, I don't want to say that. You know, but I have to tell you what Spirit's showing me. And I know, like with Lucy here, you know, I know that, you know, it's scary when you're not working and you're wondering how I'm going to meet the bills and how to keep the lights on, how to eat three times a day and you know, how to put gas in your car. And I know it's scary out there, guys. I know it. And so, but, you know, as a reader, I got to tell you what I see. And sometimes I will tell you, it's hard on me sometimes. It's hard on me when, you know, I have to tell you that the relationship you're not in, I mean, that you're in, isn't working. You know, but I will always tell you this much. With me, anyhow, I can promise you that I will always tell you what Spirit's telling me. I will not sugarcoat, and I will try. And I know I'm not the feel-good psychic guy. I tell you as it is, and I think that that's what you want, really. I think that's why you call in here, because you know that I'm not that. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of people out there that you know, just tell you sort of what you want to hear, because they want your money. You know, I would like to do a full reading with you too, but I'm always going to tell you the truth. I'm always going to tell you as it is. Always. Okay? All right. Let's look at fear really quick here. All right? I don't know how much longer we're going to be on, but let's talk about fear. We're on until I feel like that we're done. Or until we run out of time, whichever one of those comes first. How to overcome fear. I'm going to give you some steps. Okay? Analyze your fear. Okay? Start by acknowledging it. Okay? So right now, what are we afraid of? Okay? My biggest fear, I'm just going to put my fear out there and tell you, and we're going to use me as an example here, okay? One of my biggest fears, and this came into play a long time ago. I sort of know where this comes from, and I sort of done these steps on it. But let's analyze fear, okay? So let's say, what am I afraid of, all right? I'm afraid of public speaking. You're going, what? Yeah. That's my fear. I'm afraid of people laughing at me and, you know, what I have to say or, you know, if I stand up in front of people, what they think of me. I have a fear of public speaking. Okay, analyze your fear. Start by acknowledging it, okay? So we acknowledge that I have a fear of public speaking, okay? So it says, easy to ignore or deny our fears, even to ourselves, in a society that stresses the importance of being strong and brave. I'm going to talk to guys for a minute. It's nothing personal, ladies, but let me talk to guys for a minute here. Because, guys, you know, we're spiritual beings, too. And I just want to talk to you for a minute. If you're listening to my show and you're a guy, and please just listen to me for a second. We've been taught, we have a belief system inside of us as guys that says that we're supposed to be tough. That we're not supposed to show any sign of emotions because emotion shows a sign of weakness. That is a bunch of malarkey. Okay, let's first of all, you got to toss that out. Okay, it's okay for us to acknowledge emotions. We are emotional things. We have emotions inside of us. We can deny them and we can try to shove them and shove them and shove them, but we're going to have problems if we do that. And ladies, I'm talking to you all now too. We're going to be like, you know, if we keep shoving things down, sooner or later, it's going to blow up. It's just a proven fact, guys. We can keep shoving it, and we can keep shoving it, and we can keep putting it down there and stuff. But sooner or later, and right now is that sooner time. Right now, we are faced, you know, it started last year, actually. Last year, Spirit gently was trying to get to our emotions and trying to say, okay, I'm going to give you a chance to let this go. Now, it's, okay, I'm going to put you in a place where you're going to have to let this go. Do you know why that we're going to have to look at our emotions and fear? I tell you, fear is one of our biggest blocks on our journey. It's a huge roadblock. I'm not going to read off of this thing. I'm just going to talk to you. That's the best way I teach. Do you know that fear is our biggest block? And we're afraid of everything, almost. We create fear in some ways. You know, like, let's use the example of me public speaking, okay? First of all, I have to recognize that my fear. You know, that's one thing that we have to do. I had a person asking me this the other day. Said, Michael, how do I overcome fear? How do you overcome fear is, first of all, you have to realize what are you afraid of. If we don't know what we're afraid of, then how are we going to face our fear? If we don't know what that monster is, then how are we going to tackle the monster? Are you following? Are you understanding? So the first thing we have to do is figure out what are we afraid of. Okay, so we have the emotion of fear, but we know that we're afraid. Do you know that I can tell when I'm afraid? Because my body reacts. A lot of time my body will react in anger. Because a lot of times, guys, I will tell you, guys, I'm going to give you a head up, ladies. Guys, we still have that fight mentality a lot of times, and if we're faced with fear, our first response, unfortunately, is we're going to fight back because we don't know how to do that very well. I call it caveman mentality in some ways, and so we just have that sometimes. So our first response is going to be anger a lot of times. But fear is going to be the driving force here. So let's take public speaking with me. Okay, when I was in school, let's start here. When I was in school, high school, I had a class, and I don't know why I took the class. It was speaking. It was called public speaking. Was the class. And so I didn't think that I was going to have to stand up in front of people and talk. I don't know what I was thinking. Okay, maybe I wasn't at that point. But, you know, so we had to get in front of the class and give a speech. We had to talk in front of other people. And I was just like, whoa, I don't want to do this. They're going to laugh at me. And then I would get angry with myself. I was like, okay, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Nobody cares what I have to say. And, you know, I'm going to make a fool of myself. And then they're all going to laugh at me. and then I'm going to feel bad about myself, and so on, so on, so on, so on. Do you know that not one time did they laugh at me? Actually, one time I gave a speech and kids actually came up to me after class and said, "Michael, that was awesome. You're an awesome speaker." You have a lot to say. You're very smart. But my fear convinced me that I couldn't speak, that I talk funny, that, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I had to overcome my fears. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to my voice right now. So I had to overcome that. And I still have to overcome that. That is still something that I have to fight sometimes. So the first thing we have to do is recognize, what are we afraid of? Do you know that a lot of times we're afraid of failure? So we don't even try? Whoa, did I just say that? Okay. Let me say it again, actually. Okay, a lot of times your mind is going to try to convince you that you're going to fail at whatever. You're going to, you know, you're going to fail at love. You're going to fail at your job. You're just going to fail. You're never going to, you know, get what you want. Your mind wants to convince you of that, and that's fear-driven, and that you are going not to succeed, that you are going to be a failure. If you trace that back, my friends, if you look at that word, failure, and you think, okay, well, where is that coming from? Okay, somewhere in your life, you're going to probably hear somebody say that to you, that you are going to fail. Somewhere along the line, you bought that as the truth. So then you put that into your system, you downloaded that into you, and now you upload that, and you think that that's the truth, and that is not a truth. That is something that you need to hit the delete button in your head and get out of there. Okay, we can be held back by, okay, I'm going to fail, but if we bought into that fear, nothing in our planet would ever have been accomplished. Look back at some of the things that have been invented in our planet. Let's look at the telephone. We all talk on the telephone. Okay, but let's say that Bell, that invented the telephone, let's say that, you know, he's like, oh man, I don't know. What happens if this fails? What happens if this don't work? People are going to think, man, what an idiot. What's he even thinking about? Because that had never been done before. Let's look at Benjamin Franklin. Electricity. We wouldn't be having lights. We wouldn't be talking to you. We wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have a man on the moon. We wouldn't have space shuttles. We wouldn't have the internet. If people stayed in the fear of failure, we wouldn't have those things. There's always a chance that things are not going to work out for us all the time. There's a chance of that. But do you know that I learned a long time ago in my life that failure is only failure if I quit? I'm going to say that again. Failure is only failure if I believe it's failure and that I give up. That's the only time that it's failure. Because life is going to throw things at us. We just need to learn how to duck a little bit sometimes. But really, there, in my opinion, there's no failure. It's only if we stop. If we stop trying, then that's failure. You can believe that or not, but that was free. It didn't cost you anything. So, but yeah. The one thing I would tell you is fear. A lot of everything that we do is fear-driven. And fear is not, there are some fear that is good. And then there's some fear that just holds us back. And that's the fear I want to talk about, the fear that's holding us back. Because let's talk about Blog Talk Radio. Let's talk about my events. I stand in front of people. I stand in front of a lot of people at events now. That's hard for me sometimes. Let's talk about Blog Talk. When I first started Blog Talk, when Spirit put it in my head, okay, well, Michael, you're going to go on Blog Talk and you're going to talk to people and you're going to reach a whole bunch of people and you're going to help them. I was like, what? I was afraid. I was afraid that you guys wouldn't listen. I was afraid that what did I have to say that anybody would be interested in? I was afraid. I had to overcome my fear, my doubts. I have a lot to say. There's a spirit inside of me that speaks through me to your hearts, and I'm so thankful for that. But I could have stopped all of this by just letting my fear, my human fear, stand in the way. Are you listening? Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to your heart. Right now, Spirit's been talking to you about doing something. Metaphysically, spiritually, something. I don't know what it is, but you do. Hold on for just a second. All right, live radio. Gotta love it. Oh, so, okay. All right, where were we? Anybody know? Okay, hold on. Let me see. Where were we? Okay. Fear. You know, a lot of times, a lot of you have been called, thank you, Stephen. A lot of you have been called by Spirit to do certain things. You're allowing your fear and your own self-doubt to keep you from doing what Spirit wants you to do. And you know that. You don't have to have me tell you that. You know that already. But if I allowed my fear, because there are times you all tell me that I have a really beautiful voice, that I have a radio voice, that there's something about my voice that you all like. And I appreciate that, and I think that that's awesome. But I don't believe that. I do now. I didn't to begin with. Are you following? Are you listening? If I had allowed my self-doubts about myself, then I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't be doing readings. I wouldn't be doing live events. My fear would have crippled me. Please listen. And would have crippled what Spirit is doing through me. We don't know why Spirit uses us. You know, I always ask that question a lot of times. But Spirit called me to do what I'm doing, guys. I believe that with everything inside of me. There's not a doubt that in my mind that Spirit's called me to do what I'm doing. And I believe that this program is a lot different than a lot of shows here on Blog Talk because I don't know why, but I just feel that. And I feel as if there's a higher purpose that we're getting to. We just haven't got there yet. You know, I feel like that we're like at the somewhere, and we're getting ready to see something amazing happen right here, right in front of us. Through you, through me, I really feel like this. I feel like that we are about to change the world for the best. But it takes all of us. It doesn't just take Michael. It takes all of us working together. You know, I think that a lot of times we have to get out of this I thinking and get into the we thinking. That was free. That didn't cost you anything. You know, it's we, not me. It's we working together to see the world change. So the one thing I would tell you as we get ready to close for today is first of all, analyze what you're afraid of. Because we got to know what we're afraid of. Are you afraid of loving? Whoa. Are you afraid to open your heart to love? Maybe you've been hurt. Maybe, just maybe, you've been hurt. And you're afraid to open up. Have you ever just been talking and all of a sudden you just feel like you just hit yourself right in the eyeballs? Because I just feel like that just smacked me right inside the head. Because a lot of times when I'm doing the show, Spirit's speaking to me. And I feel like that just happened. You know, are we afraid of love? Are we afraid to open up? I will admit that I'm afraid sometimes to let people close to me. Because nobody wants to get hurt. But if we let that fear stand, if we let that stay there, then who are we hurting? We're only hurting one person. We're hurting ourselves. Please listen. Just like you, I've been hurt in relationships. But if I don't open up, if I don't get past that fear of everybody's going to treat me the same way and I'm never going to find what I really want, then I'm never going to find what I really want, which is real love. Are you listening? I can let my fear cripple me from having what Spirit wants me to have. Spirit wants me to have a relationship, a long-term relationship. I know that. But I can let my fear cripple that, to hold that back from me, to be that obstacle that I never overcome, and to keep the one thing that I really want in my life away from me. But aren't we tired of allowing that to happen in our lives? Aren't we tired of it? The only way to overcome fear is to face fear. The only way to tackle the monsters is to realize the monsters are there and to get rid of them. And I will tell you that the monsters are not as big as their shadows. Their shadows look pretty big, but they're not as big as their shadows. They're just heads up. So what are we afraid of? Do you know a lot of people are afraid of success? They're afraid of succeeding? I'm just saying. What are you afraid of? And is that fear real? And how do we overcome it? How do we overcome our fears? By facing them and dealing with them, analyzing them, looking at them. how I overcame my fear of public speaking. Let's tell you that. How I overcame my fear of public speaking was I started speaking in front of people. A preacher saw this in me, and one day he was going to be out of town, and he said, "Well, Michael, would you like to take the church and preach the sermon Sunday? I'm going to be out of town." We had a pretty good sized congregation. I was like, "Are you sure? Because I'm not sure about this." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm sure. I prayed about it. I'm sure. God told me to ask you to speak." I got up there and I was scared. My knees were shaking. My legs were, it felt like I was going to pass out at any moment. There was sweat pouring off my hands. Luckily, nobody could see any of that because I was behind a pulpit. But my legs were shaking together. And I was rubbing my hands on my legs because they were perspiring. And it felt like my throat was just like tightening. And I just stood there for a minute. And I didn't say anything for a few minutes. But I was just standing there. I was like, okay, I got to open my mouth. It's just like now. Spirit fills it. And do you know that I patted myself on the back after that? Because I thought, I did it. That's how we overcome our fears, by doing them. But so if you're afraid of loving, open yourself up to that. Make yourself available. Say, hey, you know, hi to somebody. Bring people in. Try. The only failure is when we don't try, when we quit, when we give up. Let's not be quitters. Let's be doers. Do you know that every time I come here, every time that I do this show, I have a little bit of fear, but I have to overcome that. And I asked Spirit, when I did public speaking, the one thing that I asked Spirit is when I was walking up there, let's get back to school, when I was walking up there every single time, as I'm walking up to the front, before I turned around, and I still do this today at my events, as I walk up there to do my events, as I walked up in front of that class that day, I looked up, and I said, I don't know about this, but I know that you're with me, and I know that you're helping me, and I know that this is going to be okay because you're with me. That's how we overcome our fears. So whatever you're afraid of, look up and say, I don't know about this, but I know you're with me and it's going to be okay. If you're afraid to open yourself up to love, and I don't know who I'm talking to, I know that I'm talking to me, but I might be talking to somebody else. But if you're afraid to love, let's say there's somebody that you're really interested in, and you keep passing them, and you keep crossing their path, and you sort of feel something, but there's that fear of, okay, rejection. Do you know that rejection is a huge fear? We're afraid of rejection. Nobody likes to be rejected. Nobody likes to hear no. Nobody likes that. But if we let that stand, we're going to be crippled by fear. Nobody likes rejection, but it's just a part of life. We're going to hear no sometimes. Sometimes no is good for us to hear. There are sometimes we need to hear no. Because we're trying to go down a path that isn't good for us, and so it's okay for spirit to have somebody else tell us no. Our little egos and our little pride gets hurt a little bit, but I'd rather my little pride and my little ego get hurt a little bit than me go down a path that's not good for me and me end up in something that I shouldn't have been in to begin with just because my pride says it's good for me. That was free. That didn't cost you anything either. We got to overcome our fears. So let's get back to love. I'm afraid to let people in. I will tell you that. I'm afraid to let people close to me. I let some people get so close to me, but then I hold them back a little bit. Because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to hear rejection. But if we never take chances on love, we're never going to have love. So let's say there's somebody that we're interested in. Are we going to let fear stop us from even saying hello? Conversation starts with hi. Let's stop. The one thing I feel like that is holding back love from you and I, in some cases, is maybe we were in bad relationships that they hurt, and maybe we screwed up. Maybe we're afraid of hurting somebody again. Maybe, just maybe. But let's put the past where it belongs, in the past. Let's move forward to the future without fear. I'm working on it. I will tell you, I'm working on my fear of love. I'm working on it. I'm not saying I got it down perfect yet, but I'm working on it. A few months ago, because there was a bad relationship in my life, and I was still hanging on to that relationship, hoping that relationship would work out, and was holding on to it. They moved on, but I didn't until just recently. And the other day, a couple months ago, I was in meditation, and I prayed, and I said, you know, Spirit said, Michael, are you ready to open yourself to love? Are you going to let your fear cripple you and hold the very one thing you want in your life away from you? And I was like, I don't want that to happen. So I said out loud that I opened myself to the possibility of somebody to love me. I was in a library in the town that I live in. And this person came up and sat down beside me when a whole bunch of chairs were empty. And I thought it was a little strange. But they saw something in me that intrigued them. They felt something, and they still feel something. And I'm not saying that they are going to be my soulmate for the rest of my life, but I'm going to see where it goes. And so I started saying hello to them, and I started trying to have a conversation with them. Am I scared? Yeah, I am. Because when we open ourselves up to anybody, when we open ourselves up to friendship or love or any of that stuff, yeah, there's a chance that we could get hurt. But isn't it worth the risk? Isn't it time for us to get out of our boxes? We can stay in our boxes of fear forever and ever if we want. But we will die in our boxes. We will be crippled. We're crippled by fear. A lot. So, again, Spirit asks you, what are you afraid of? Rose, thank you so much for manifesting the show, because I needed the show. What are we afraid of? Do you know that a lot of our fears are unfounded? The first time I spoke to the person that I just talked about, I was afraid. I was like, what happens if they don't talk to me? What if they, you know, just tell me, hey, I don't want to talk to you. You don't have nothing for me to that I want to hear. That was something that ran in my head. I was like, okay, this person is just not going to want to talk to me. But they do. They are initiating conversation with me all the time because there is something there. I know there's something there. They know something's there. We're just trying to get it to spark here. But it all started with me saying, I open up to the possibility of having somebody in my life. Is there a chance that I could get hurt in this relationship? Absolutely. There is a chance. But the possibility of a soulmate, a possibility of having the love that I've always wanted in my life is a lot higher than the risks. The possibility of having unconditional love is higher than the risks of rejection, because I don't see rejection. I don't see that. And even if it doesn't work out the way I think it's supposed to work out or feel like it might work out, there are still lessons that this person will teach me. Not everybody comes into our path is going to be our soulmate. And there's all kinds of different soulmates in our lives, too. We'll talk about that some other day. But fear. Do you know a lot of times our fears is that we don't think that we can do what Spirit's called us to do? We're afraid that we're going to fall flat on our face. I feel like that's the biggest obstacle, is that our biggest things is we have a fear of rejection and we have a fear of failure. Where we have a fear that we're not good enough. Well, let's take care of that fear right now. The fear of I'm not good enough. We're going to squash that one right now. I'm going to tell you how we're going to squash that one right now. Because that's the biggest fear that I had to overcome when I started doing what I'm doing years and years ago. Because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think that I was good at what I do. But I know that I am good at what I do. And it's because Spirit works through me. But I realized when I thought, man, I'm not good enough. Nobody, you know, this is back in the day of Michael, being really much in Michael. And Michael is saying, hey, you know what? I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. All right. If you believe that today, if you think that there's something wrong with you, please listen to me very carefully right now. There is nothing wrong with you. You have a spirit within you that is divine. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Please close your eyes. Close your eyes. Because your human eyes are lying to you. So close your eyes. Your human eyes are lying. Close your human eyes. Because your human eyes see differently than your spiritual eyes. So I want you to use your spiritual eyes, and I want you to see the spirit you. Ask your angels to help you with this. I'm going to pray. Because I want you, keep your eyes closed. I want you to see you, the spiritual you. I want you to see the spiritual you. This is very important right now. So I want you to keep your eyes closed. And I want you to keep asking your angels to show you the real you, the spirit you. This happened in my life. When it happened in my life, my friends, it was freeing. When I saw the spirit side of me, the real me, not the flesh me, the spirit me. Father, Mother, God, right now, I pray for the people listening to my voice, live or archived to this show. I pray that as we keep our eyes closed and we ask our angels to help us really see the spirit us, that you show it to us right now. That you would let us see that there is nothing lacking in us. That there is no lack in us. There is no bad in us. There is no failure in us. There is no despair in us. There is no depression in us. But there is divine light in us. That there's divine love in us. There's divine wisdom in us. There's divine understanding in us. That we are beautiful creatures, way beyond anything that we could ever imagine with our human eyes. Let us see in this now moment who we truly are. Let us see that divinity inside of us. And let us work from a place of divinity and not in a place of fear. Let us work from the place of a divine being and not a human being. Father, Mother, God, grant it to us right now. We ask our angels to show us the true us. Right now. We thank you for it. We thank you for opening us up to love and to the possibility of a bright future. We thank you for it. Thank you so much for being in me and for being in my listeners. For we are all connected to the same spirit. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for your love right now. I thank you for the listeners that have called in today, and I hope that I've helped them today. I hope that in this teaching that somebody got something out of this today. I got something out of it, so I know one person got something out of it. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much for helping me overcome my fears, for helping me out of my boxes. And I still got a few that I'm in, I know that. But Father, Mother, God, I thank you for showing me those boxes, and I thank you for helping me climb out of them. Father, Mother, God, I put the past in the past, and I move forward in this now moment to whatever you have for me. Father, Mother, God, might not be in my timing, but your timing is better than my timing. So I trust you in this now moment to work everything out according to your timeline for my life. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners today, and I thank you for the impact that they have on my life and I have on their lives. And I thank you for letting me get past my fear of public speaking. And I thank you for speaking through my vocal cords. And I thank you so much for the spirit within me, which is you. Father, Mother, God, I thank you for our planet, and I speak healing into it right now. And I thank you for diminishing the storms yesterday. And I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives right now, seen and unseen. Keep us calm. Keep us in a place of peace. We say namaste, and we say amen. All right, we're done. We will be back on air. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to go to silence for just a second. Hold on for just a second. Okay, better. All right. We will be on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central. Tell your friends about our show. And hopefully you got something out of today. I hope you did. I know I did. I got something out of today. And so I feel something break in me today. Did you feel that? Did you feel something? You know, it's when we face our fears and when we realize that our fears are really not that big, that they're holding us back. When she realized that, then that fear, that anger of your fear holding you back from what Spirit really wants to bless in your life is going to be that driving thing that gets you past your fear. You know, some emotions is good. It should make you mad that your fear has been holding you back. But that madness, use that to get you to your future. Drive past your fears and into your future. And realize that there are going to be days that maybe that person that you're really interested in is going to act like that you don't exist some days. But that doesn't mean that that's not going to work out for you. That just means that they were having something going on that day. Trust Spirit. And when you put your life in the hands of Spirit, when you put really your life there, when you put all of you there, it's going to be a whole lot better for you. The biggest thing, and I have the same problem as you, is a lot of times I want things to move faster. Sometimes I want it instant. That's just human stuff, guys. That's just human stuff. You know, I know that Rose wants to be back home, but it's all in divine timing. I know Susie wants somebody in her life to love her and to be that, to share her life with. I know that. It's all in divine timing. I know that I want success in my business, and I know that I want somebody in my life to love me. And I know that I want that, you know, that person in that rocking chair beside me, you know, in those golden age years of my life, whenever those are. I know I want that. And I'm not going to let my fear stop me. And I'm not going to rush the timeline of it, because I want it to unfold as it will unfold. So the one thing I would say to you in these last 11 minutes of my show is let your life unfold as it will. And you're going to look back and you're going to go, man, that was an amazing ride. That was an amazing journey. Because I didn't get my hand into the engine. If you don't know what you're doing with the engine, keep your hand off of the engine. Let your spirit within you work on the engine. Okay? All right. Friday, we're going to be talking about angels. We're going to be talking about the different jobs they have and how they work in our lives to get us to the future that we want and how we can use them. Do you know that we got little angel helpers? Do you know we got angel helpers? And they want to work in our lives and they want to bring stuff into our lives. And I'm going to be talking about like the angel of awakening. I'm going to be talking about the angel of peace. I'm going to be talking about the angel of faith. There's an angel of communication, an angel of manifestation, angel of prosperity, angel of miracles, and on and on and on and on and on. Let's use our helpers. Let's use them. So let's say you got an area of your life, prosperity. You want prosperity in your life. Ask the angel of prosperity to help you with that. That's their job. That's their only job. They're an expert at prosperity. Okay, you wouldn't have... Okay, let's say you have a plumbing problem underneath your sink. Okay, you're not going to ask the cable guy to look at your plumbing. You're going to ask an expert. You're going to ask somebody that has knowledge about plumbing. You're not going to ask me to come in there and look at your sink. I hope not, because I wouldn't know what to do. I'm an expert at what I do, which is psychic readings and this is my area of expertise. Plumbing is not one of those. So let's call the angels into our lives that are experts in those areas. We'll talk about that more tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central. Be taking your calls, answering your questions. Who knows? Maybe one of your loved ones will pop in with a message. Okay. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m. Central. All right. Have a great day. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Rose, thank you so much for listening to The Spirit Within You and manifesting this program. And I thank Spirit for letting me listen to that little voice inside of me. And so that got all this done. You know, that's how it gets done, guys. That's how it gets done. You know, get her done. You know, I talked about that the other day. Get her done. You know. Let's manifest the future we want. Let's get it done. All right? So we can move on to the next thing. Let's get it done. All right. Talking about that, I got to head off to the grocery store and get that done. And so, but you guys have a great day. Join me tomorrow. Tell your friends about the show. Marcus is a favorite. Follow us on Twitter. I post some really cool things on Twitter every once in a while, so follow me on Twitter. You can find a link to that right here on the Blog Talk Show page, or you can actually go to www.insightswithmichael.com. You can find the Twitter link right there, and you can click on the thing that says follow me on Twitter right there on that link on www.insightswithmichael.com, and you can follow me on Twitter. It's as simple as that, guys. It's not that hard. It's not rocket scientist. All right. So click me and follow me. All right. Email addresses, if you would like to talk to me, you can do that really quick. insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You are awakening, YOUAREAWAKENING. You are awakening @gmail.com. You can also find a contact form right over on www.insightswithmichael.com. And while you're over at www.insightswithmichael.com, you can book a reading with me. My reading prices are very affordable. And right now, it's 20 minutes, $20, www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, we're done. Thank you for being with me today. I love you guys. Thank you. You guys are awesome callers. Awesome callers. I was like, whoa. Yeah, you guys are awesome. All right, you guys rock. All right, when you guys see that, that's going to be even better. I see it. You got to see it. So you guys rock. See it. All right? All right, see it, be it, get it. All right. See you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye. All right. Let's play a song here really quick. Hold on. Let's play this one. Bye, guys.